From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Tourism is part of the lifeblood of South Florida's economy. In Broward County and Fort Lauderdale, 13 million visitors spent $8 billion last year alone. That's according to the county's marketing arm, the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau. The agency unveiled its 2020 vision for attracting new visitors to the area at a luncheon yesterday. Stacy Ritter is the president and CEO. She says she doesn't expect the city's recent sewage and pipe breaks to affect people visiting.
I can tell you I haven't received a single phone call, email, message, note from any visitor asking about that or complaining about it. To date, we haven't seen a drop because of that. We haven't seen a drop at all.
Ritter says the future looks bright for Broward's tourism.
In Super Bowl we had 2 weeks ago, that'll make a great February for us. Pride of the Americas in April will be a huge event for us. Tortuga Music Festival comes back in April. Nobody's canceling or planning not to come because of something that they might have read about that.
Since last weekend, there have been 3 pipe breaks. Precautionary boil water notices are in effect for some parts of Fort Lauderdale. You can check if you live or work in one of them by visiting fortlauderdale.gov. Florida environmentalists are calling on the state's chief science officer to walk back his praise for legislation aimed at improving water quality. From our sister station, WJCT in Jacksonville, Brendan Rivers has this report.
Chief Science Officer Tom Frazier told the Sarasota Herald Tribune last week the Clean Waters Way Act is one of the most environmentally progressive pieces of legislation in the past decade. Environmental advocates take issue with that statement, and in a joint letter to Frazier, they say the legislation would not improve water quality. Ryan Smart, executive director of the Florida Springs Council, says the main issue with the bill is that it doesn't address pollution from agriculture.
And it just doesn't make any sense why you would say septic tanks need a plan, wastewater treatment plants need a plan, urban fertilizer needs an ordinance, but we're not going to do anything about agriculture.
The letter proposes an amendment to the bill that would target agricultural pollution, along with several other recommendations. I'm Brendan Rivers in Jacksonville.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.